After months of drafting and amending, the Associated Students of the University of Wyoming passed a much-debated resolution to fly a flag symbolizing LGBTQ visibility, strength, and allyship.
Issues within the LGBTQ community have still been yet unresolved.
Tyler Wolfgang, ASUW vice president, got the idea to fly the flag on campus after a gunman opened fire at an LGBTQ nightclub in Florida and killed 49 people last summer.
I felt trapped in Laramie working in ASUW when there was no one in the community talking about what happened in Orlando. So I felt a significant way of showing solidarity and inclusion for the LGBT community during Pride Month, which is in June, in Laramie, was well needed.
So to turn what he perceived as no conversation into a meaningful action, Wolfgang drafted a resolution to fly this flag on campus. But there are students like Isaac Roque who contend the American flag that flies year-round on campus is already an all-encompassing symbol of diversity.
There's still some arguments to be made, about letting the student government be able to fly, social justice flags on the University of Wyoming flag post.
Roque is not necessarily against raising the pride flag on campus. He just wants more discussion. The ASUW tried to do that through a qualitative survey in the University of Wyoming student app, which consisted of two multiple choice questions and one free response section to gauge students' feelings and thoughts on a pride flag flown on campus. 62 responses were collected in the 2 weeks it was live, and of those responses, 34 marked that they'd feel strongly represented or represented if an LGBTQ flag was flown on campus, 9 were indifferent, 19 marked they'd feel strongly offended or offended. Roque says these results are far from being representative of a student population of over 12,000.
I don't feel that the student voice was being accurately represented, that we didn't get to have the full discussion that we should have in the ASUW Senate chambers.
As the school year comes to a close, so does Wolfgang's service as ASUW vice president, and he's reflective on what he's learned so far.
Well, I've learned a lot. I learned to not just be naive going into this and make sure that I'm going in strong. I have people behind me, backing me up, and also that I'm there for them as much as they are for me right now. So it's been a beautiful but very hard experience.
Because of Wolfgang's efforts, the Pride flag is scheduled to fly on the main campus lawn known as Prexy's Pasture during the month of June. Repeated requests for details of the results of the survey were denied by Paul Drake, chairperson of the Student Outreach and Policy Committee. But a source with access to survey data provided it to YPR. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.